إن للمتقين عند ربهم جنات النعيم.
Surely the God-fearing shall have gardens of bliss with their Lord. Surely.
This is a rejoinder to the Meccan nobility who teased the Muslims by saying that they enjoyed a great many blessings, thereby indicating that they were God's favorites. Conversely, that the Muslims' lot was a miserable one, which only proved that God was wroth with them. They further argued that if there were life after the present one, it would be they, the unbelievers, who would enjoy bliss in much the same way that they did in the present world. As for the Muslims, they would suffer in the hereafter as well. The present verse, as well as the verses that follow, refute this claim.
أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ
What? Shall we treat those who have submitted to our command like those who have acted as criminals?
مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ
What is the matter with you? How ill do you judge?
أَمْ لَكُمْ كِتَابٌ فِيهِ تَدْرُسُونَ
Or do you have a book wherein you read? Or do you have a book?
That is the book revealed by God.
إِنَّ لَكُمْ فِيهِ لَمَا تَخَيَّرُونَ
That in the hereafter you shall have all that you choose for yourselves?
أَمْ لَكُمْ أَيْمَانٌ عَلَيْنَا بَالِغَةٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ لَكُمْ لَمَا تَحْكُمُونَ
Or have we sworn a covenant with you, which we are bound to keep till the day of resurrection, a covenant requiring that what you ever ordain for yourselves shall be yours?
سَلْهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ زَعِيمٌ
Ask them, which of them can guarantee that?
أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ فَلْيَأْتُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ إِن كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ
Or has something been guaranteed by any of those whom they associate with Allah in His divinity? If so, let them bring forth their associates if they are truthful.
يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ
On the day when the dreadful calamity will unfold, when people will be summoned to prostrate themselves, and yet they will not be able to prostrate.
خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٌ وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ
Their eyes shall be downcast, and ignominy shall overwhelm them. For when they were safe and sound, they were summoned to prostrate themselves, and they refused.
فَذَرْنِي وَمَنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
So leave me, O Prophet, to deal with him who gives the lie to this discourse. We shall draw them, little by little, to their undoing in a way that they will not know.
وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ
I am giving them a respite. Great is my scheme.
أَمْ تَسْأَلُهُمْ أَجْرًا فَهُمْ مِنْ مَغْرَمٍ مُثْقَلُونَ
Or are you asking them for some compensation so that they feel burdened with debt?
أَمْ عِنْدَهُمُ الْغَيْبُ فَهُمْ يَكْتُبُونَ
Or do they have any knowledge of the unseen which they are now writing down?
فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ إِذْ نَادَى وَهُوَ مَكْظُومٌ
So bear with patience until the judgment of your Lord comes, and do not be like the man in the fish, i.e. Jonah, peace be upon him, who called out choking with grief. And do not be like the man in the fish.
The directive is that they should stop behaving with the impatience that was displayed by the prophet Jonah, peace be upon him. For it was on account of Jonah's impatience that he was consigned to the belly of a fish.
لَوْلَا أَنْ تداركه نعمة من ربه لنبذ بالعراء وهو مذموم.
Had his Lord not bestowed his favor upon him, he would have been cast upon that barren shore and would have remained there in disgrace.
فاجتباه ربه فجعله من الصالحين.
But his Lord exalted him and included him among his righteous servants.
وإن يكاد الذين كفروا ليزلقونك بأبصارهم لما سمعوا الذكر ويقولون إنه لمجنون.
When the unbelievers hear this exhortation, they look at you as though they would knock you off your feet with their hostile glances. They say, "Surely he is afflicted with madness."
وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
Although this is nothing but an exhortation to goodness for everyone in the world.